The 46th quadrennial national convention of the Democratic Party will now come to order.
Yeah, that would be Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz opening up the festivities or the convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Dems are going full force into why things are better and how Mitt Romney cannot make a difference. Wow. So here we are in the second leg of the journey as we get closer, 60 days plus in, before we go to vote. At this point, lots of people know who they're voting for and have known for a while. But would you believe, in my travels, I came across many more who weren't sure. And I was surprised by this, thinking that haven't we heard it all? We're waiting for conventions and giant parties and speeches to help us make up our mind. I was dumbfounded. But then again, we look at the polls and we see the undecideds keep coming up as a factor, like the swing states, which means it's unpredictable. A wild swing in either direction could mean the difference. 270 is the big number that either side is looking for to most likely lay claim on the presidency. So is this the last hurrah for Barack Obama, or is it just the beginning of four more years? Congressman Paul Ryan hopes not and says this won't help Medicare.
I'd look at the facts that we've had unemployment above 8% for 42 months, despite the president's claims that the stimulus would provide the contrary. We're not better off than we were 4 years ago. Look at all the statistics. Don't forget the fact that we've already voted and we've already proposed to repeal Obamacare, every part of Obamacare, including this rate of $716 billion from Medicare to pay for Obamacare. They can't have it both ways, George. You can't spend the same dollar twice. We think that there's a better way to save Medicare for future seniors while we can keep it intact for current seniors, and that means stop the rate of the Medicare program to finance Obamacare.
So it is a lot about not just the youth vote, because that was what it was all about last time, but the older vote, the so-called rather gray vote. Some of you listening to me would fall into that category. Medicare is a concern to you. Either you get it or you're about to receive it. And the rest of us, we may be swimming upstream without a paddle by the time it's all said and done. A sad note, as there were certainly some buzzworthy moments at the Democratic convention. Officially, the national debt surpassed $16 trillion. Wow, $16 trillion. Do you believe it? It's not going to cost you a dime, but coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we go to Nail the Score. If you never heard of Nail the Score, geez, we have a lot of fun with it. This is what we do. We've got swag to give away from America Tonight. So our computer randomly picks the game of the week. Once we have that game, you tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. If you're right, ba-bum, you have walked away with some America Tonight swag and serious bragging rights. People come oh so close and they just miss it by a point or two. That's what actually makes it interesting. You'd think in some ways it'd be easy. We have had a winner, but it's not easy to lay claim to the game, the winner, and what the score is going to be. Chris in Connecticut was our big winner from a couple of years ago. She nailed the score. She hit it head on. That's all you have to do. Call up and say who you think's going to win the game the computer picks and what you think the final score is going to be. How about that? Don't worry. You don't have to write all this down. We'll explain it when we get to it in our next segment. So far for the Democrats anyway, the true rock star, no offense to Michelle Obama, she was not, nor were some of the other speakers who stepped forward to grab the mic. There was a Hispanic man who happens to be the mayor of San Antonio who got the nod that he was going to deliver the keynote speech. What's interesting about Julian Castro is the fact that, boy, his family struggled. through janitorial services, through anything they could to be able to put him to school, to be able to put him through school so that he could graduate and be the first person to actually graduate. He graduated in a different way as the rising star now in the Democratic Party because he is the Paul Ryan on the Democratic side of things as far as speaking and being able to talk stories and highlight a few things, and he absolutely flawlessly did it during his speech in the opener to the Democratic convention. So how about that? Very, very significant, talking about his humble beginnings, his mother, and what she was willing to do. And there is no doubt, if you listen to him speak, he has bigger political aspirations, and eventually he'll start to show up even more on the radar screen based on some of the things he said, a couple of the things that he said, including in talking about his mother, who had a tough thing that she had to learn in San Antonio because she spoke Spanish only, and they discouraged speaking Spanish. So on the other side of this, she learned English, because she was forced ultimately to do that. So Julian Castro's mother ran for San Antonio City Council and lost, but she took her son to the community and political events, and he wanted in. So before you know it, he went to Stanford University, then Harvard Law School, and he became the youngest mayor of a top 50 American city. At the age of 26, he was a councilman, 26 years old, and he was involved in politics. Wow. That tells you something. You do have to tip your cap a little bit to this guy, because whether or not I agreed with what he was saying, he certainly had a way, a skillful art of delivery. As I mentioned, this hour, it's about football, and we're going to be talking about football since the Giants and the Cowboys open up the season. We had to do it a day earlier. Normally, instead of Thursday, it'll be our Wednesday night show into the wee hours, because some of the games are being played on Thursday. So we couldn't do it on Thursday. Already I've gotten some complaint emails from some of you who wanted to nail the score, but forgot when it was going to be on, and this is why we had to move the day. If you are keeping your eyes on some of the other things that are happening around the world, good for you, because we are doing the very same thing. Somebody asked me one time, well, geez, what would you do if there was breaking news during your show? Well, the answer is we would tell you what the breaking news is. We wouldn't just, as they say, bury the lead. It would make no sense to do that. Of course we would tell you that. Absolutely we would divulge that information. More to come here in America Tonight, and has to deal with Pigskin. Let your fingers do the talking. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,694.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,736.65, $868.33 for a half ounce, or $434.16 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,736.65, $868.33, and $434.16.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
After 17 years, that's what he goes there for. To unlock the door.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, here we go. We're starting the season off with a bang. Yep, week one starts with the Cowboys visiting New York City. I don't know that that's going to be the game. That certainly is one of the interesting games of the week, but not the only one. For goodness sake, this goes all the way through to Monday Night Football, where there are 2 games. So in looking at the scoreboard and looking at the possibilities, I can see some that I will be, well, I'm going to be watching football. The bottom line is this weekend, it's going to be about watching some football. Absolutely. We start off with the Wednesday night game and then, as I said, go all the way through the week. A lot of people are curious to see what it's going to be like for Peyton Manning as he debuts in Denver. So you've got Denver and Pittsburgh, and this is happening in Denver, and I hear the people are pretty psyched about the game. And what'll happen on Sunday Night Football? I like Sunday Night Football. So that one has me intrigued. San Francisco and Green Bay is another good one that's being played at Green Bay. It's the beginning of the season, and there are replacement refs. Here's how Nail the Score works. I'm going to repeat it in case you don't know. We will roll out the computer. The computer will randomly pick the game of the week, whatever it is. Some of the games I mentioned are certainly, all the games are up for grabs. Once the computer has chosen, you call in and tell me who you think is going to win of the teams. For example, let's say it was New England playing, and it was New England and Tennessee. That was the game of the week. Who do you think is going to win, New England or Tennessee? And what's the final score going to be? It's just that easy. Hey, people, we are not reinventing the wheel. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. 5283, that's the number to jingle to be a part of Nail the Score. So, Matt Johnson, do the honors to open up the season. Let the computer rip. Well, lo and behold, guess what the game is? Are you shocked that it's Dallas and New York? Because it is in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the MetLife Stadium. I would say this could be tight. You know, Dallas sometimes comes out running, especially in the beginning of the season, and then the wheels come flying off. They have some injuries they're contending with. I'm going to have to give it to the New Yorks. The New Yorkers, I'm going to say it's the Giants game, and I think the score, because you throw out last year's stuff, it doesn't matter. It's all about what's happening this year. I am going to say that the final score will be the G-Men, and the final score is going to be 28-17. All right, let's see if Matt Johnson, if he's hanging in there, has a guess for us. Matt, do you have a guess?
I'm going to go with the Giants, and since I got Hakeem Nicks on my fantasy football team, I'm hoping for a lot of scoring. I'm going to go with 34-17 New York.
Ooh, 34-17 Nicks, not a bad choice. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know that this is probably catching some of you off guard. Hopefully you got the word. Spread the word down the pipeline. We had to do it early, guys, because we had a game coming out the next day. Then it will be moved to Wednesday/Thursday morning for the rest of the season, just so you know, because of all the Thursday night action. Adam gets the first crack at this in Missouri. Hey, Adam, how are you?
I'm doing great. I listen to you every night. I work at the Toyota plant here in Kentucky.
Sweet.
Every night I'm on my way home.
I love you guys in Georgetown, right?
Yes, yes.
I love it. Say hi to everybody else on that crew there. Great people.
Well, hello, guys. I'm on chassis line. What's up? I want to say that I think that the Cowboys are going to take it. I'm sorry to disagree with you, but I think the Cowboys are going to take it 28-24. I have a strong feeling about it.
Wow, so 28-24 means tight game, though. 28-24.
Yeah, no matter what, I think it's definitely going to be a tight game. But I just think they have what I think they're going to pull it off.
They could. If I was looking for an upset, Adam, I would look at that game because they're fired up. They're talking a lot of trash. Tony Romo's sick of being dogged about how much he was paid and is he ever going to deliver. And
exactly.
Can he play in December?
Finally, I think he's finally going to step up.
Yeah.
And
he
shut some people up.
He might. He might shut some people up. I wouldn't doubt the Cowboys this season. I think, thanks, Adam, I think the Cowboys, somebody asked me this the other day, trying to predict how many they'd win. You know, when you go up and down their schedule and you can analyze it to death, and I think it's tough to figure this team out yet. They don't, even with what happened in preseason games, because who cares about that? Scrimmages, going through training camp. I think they're still looking for that identity, though. That's the problem. Dale in Missouri, you're our next victim.
I think they're still looking for that identity, though. That's the problem.
Dale, can you hear me?
Hi, Kate.
Hey, Dale, what do you think? Who's going to win, the Cowboys or what, or the Giants?
The Giants.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I think the Giants is going to win. I say too sad, too bad for the Cowboys.
I like it. Too bad, too sad. Are you a Kansas City Chiefs fan?
No, not really. I like the Denver Broncos.
Oh, well, that's going to be a fun game to watch Manning now.
Yeah, I like the Broncos. I think they got a lot of good young players, and I think they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But anyway, I picked New York 17-13.
Ooh, so some defense shows up to this game.
Yep.
Yeah. Good for you. Going to be watching pro football Sunday?
I'll probably watch some. I told my wife it's football from now till after the first of the year, and she kind of quenched when I told her that.
Well, you just have to take her out for a movie, like the night before. Take her out for a Saturday movie and dinner or something.
Yeah.
Women hate that, except for me, Dale. I love it. Thank you so much for the call, because I'm right there with the rest of you guys. If I can just spend the day watching football. You know, the thing is, you can't peel yourself away from it, especially if you're involved in a whole bunch of other things where you're fantasy football player and whatnot, or you just are a diehard for your team and then you watch the rest of the division or whatever it might be, AFC, NFC. Let's go to Mike, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Kate.
Hello.
I'm going to go 34-17 Giants over the Cowboys.
Giants, another G-man, 34-17. All right, we had a bunch. Oh, wait a second. You can't have 30. Yeah, you can. No. Matt guessed 34-17.
I'll let him have it.
Okay, you can take Matt's. Matt said you can have it because he's not eligible, so you just took Matt, so that's perfect.
All right, well, that's two winners for us next.
There might be some luck involved with that when he's already picked that. Mike, thanks. Enjoy the game. All right, if you just tune in and you're like, why is she not bashing the Democrats? Why is she not talking about Charlotte? What about hope and change? What about what's going on with Obamacare? No, we're doing Nail the Score. It's our special feature. We do it once a week, so please get off my back. Actually, I don't get any letters. Everybody's really supportive. This is a great audience. And you like to play games once in a while, so you don't have to know anything about football. All you have to do is tell me what you think the score is going to be between the Cowboys and the Giants, and what team you think is going to win. You can do that by calling this number, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. If I get the email by the top of the hour, it's included with everything else. Sometimes I read off some of the emails, but if I don't get to yours, don't worry. If you get it in, I will make sure that you are a part of this, I promise. Because it'll be timestamped, so we know it's there, so you don't have to sweat it out. And you just have to pick a team. That's the only thing you have to do. Pick the team that you think is going to win and what you think ultimately the final score is going to be. We're kind of all over the map right now, but more Giants and Cowboys. Only one Cowboy so far, at least from the callers. Adam in Kentucky, 855-266-8, 855-266-5283.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Conexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural
natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
Alright, we kicked off our first one, meaning nail the score. Can you believe it? I'm not shocked, I must say, that the Giants and the Cowboys were chosen. It's just too juicy after the hatred that has filled up among the Cowboy Kingdom when it comes to the Giants. Imagine the headlines coming out of this one. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see what happens. You know, in if we were to preview this thing, the storylines could get deep. What happens with Akeem Nicks, Ahmad Bradshaw, and certainly for the Cowboys, what are we going to see from Jason Witten? Not to mention a few others on this team. I think the Cowboys are tired of being branded, frankly, as losers. Could this be their big come-out party to start the season against the Super Bowl champs, who are very tough at home? In the end, with Eli Manning, he could have a lousy game, and somehow he manages to come up with the right pass or the right person at the right time. You can look at statistics from past years, but who cares about that? It doesn't matter. It's lining up on the field this year. I like the trash talking in this one, so I'm glad the computer picked it. What do you think is going to happen? All of that aside, it doesn't matter. Who do you think is going to win the game, and what do you think the final score is going to be? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Sharon in Kentucky. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, Kate. How are things in North Carolina?
Oh, you know what? We didn't go to Charlotte, but we've got people there in Charlotte that are checking in with us, and they say it's pretty calm. The biggest difference is when we were in Tampa, there was so much Secret Service and so much local law enforcement that protesters, for example, couldn't get anywhere near the convention center or the forum. And I guess in Charlotte, the protesters are getting a little bit closer.
Yeah, I heard you in Tampa. I thought you were going to Charlotte.
No. We couldn't go. There was something that stopped us from going. The weeks didn't work out because, you know, with the back-to-back weeks. But it'll be interesting to contrast the two. So far it seems like the biggest difference in Sharon is that the Republicans weren't so much on the defense, they were more on the offense, and it kind of sounds like the Democrats are on the defense. And of course they are, because they're defending jobs and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in the next 60 days.
Yeah, all I can say is I saw her speak tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What an actress. It was really kind of interesting. But anyway, I want the Giants at 21 and the Cowboys at 14.
All right, so the G-Men again reign supreme. Sharon, good luck. We'll see if we get a winner right from the get-go. How about Phil, who's listening to us in Missouri? Hello, Phil.
Hey, Kate. How are we doing tonight?
Good. Good, good, good. What do you think's going to happen? You like the G-Men? You liking the Cowboys? How are you feeling?
Well, I've been a Cowboys fan ever since I was a little youngin', and even with Romo, I'm still a Cowboys fan. I still like to offer CBS a deal, Romo and Jason Garrett for Bill Cowher.
I like that. Cowher would be great there.
That's what they need. Somebody to kick some tail.
I agree.
Right now, I'm going to give Romo a shot and say it's early in the season. He's going to pull it out somehow and go 27-21 Dallas.
27-21. You know, it's interesting you say the thing about Bill Cowher, because I covered the Cowboys then, Phil, when Bill Parcells was with them, and did a talk show and would talk about what you just said. They needed somebody that could be a rebel rouser, go up against Jerry Jones, tell him to get off his back, let him just run the team, and you just stay and come down to the sidelines if you want, but do not tell me what to do. And Parcells was very much that way, and he started to turn a corner, and he just had his heart broken by Seattle and the mess up at the end with Tony Romo, and that was it.
Yeah, with the slick ball and everything.
Yeah, yeah. He just couldn't do it.
He can't help but think is a little bit interesting that it was Pete Carroll, the same guy that got USC in all the trouble, that slipped the slick ball in on him.
Yeah, you wonder. It'd be nice to nail that down. That'd be a good rumor. That'd be a good rumor turned reality if that happened, boy. Cowboy fans this day still talk about that. Phil, good luck. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you can send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. As long as you get it in by the top of the hour, you are cool, my friends. Let's go to John, listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, John.
How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm still sore over missing that Olympics score by 1 point. I was the 103.
I know. You know, you were so close. Yeah, it's so close. I thought for sure someone was going to win, and I was very surprised.
One click off, but that's the way it goes.
Yep.
I like the Giants tonight in the exact opposite of the way the guy before me went. I'm going to go 27-21
Giants. 27-21
Giants.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm anxious to see how my Raiders do this year. I haven't kept up with that much with them in the preseason. I need to get on the ball and see what we've got going on. It'll be interesting to see how we do without Al Davis behind the wheel now. He passed away last year, so.
Yes.
It's kind of the same situation as in Florida, as in Dallas. You know, he was always had his finger in the middle of everything, and I think sometimes he hurt more than he helped.
Yeah, sometimes he was, you know, even in the beginning, I'll tell you a quick story about that. I used to work in California, and I got media credentials, John, just to cover one of the practices for the Raiders, and it was, geez, I wasn't, you know, I was so green, wet behind the ears, like 21 years old, out of school, and that's when they were in L.A. Remember when they were in Los Angeles? And so I figured, oh, there'll be all kinds of media. Oh, we had the run of the joint. Howie Long was there, and he's like, "What? Just you can go in the cafeteria. We had passes. Go eat, and you see the players and how much food they ate, and you could talk to anyone." But Al Davis was there with those wild Elvis looks, and you know he had those shoes he wore, the white outfit, the shoes. It was so crazy.
The big glasses.
Yeah, the big glasses. He didn't bother any media people at all. He was cool with the media. But he was skulking around the sidelines. And Art Schell was, at the time, he was the coach.
Yeah, I loved Art Schell. He was a great player, too.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
The main thing happened out there was when Gruden had him turned around. And Gruden had it in the contract. He couldn't bother him. You know, it was like Gruden's team. Gruden had him up and rolling. And then I don't know what broke loose, but when he left and went down to Tampa Bay and then turned around
and they won
the Super Bowl, oh, it was miserable. I was
yeah.
in Australia at the time watching the Super Bowl at like 10 o'clock in the morning at a bar in Australia, and there was these old guys watching cartoons that they had TVs. They weren't even interested. Not even one play did they watch at the Super Bowl. They were sitting there watching cartoons drinking. I was laughing.
Oh, yeah.
I broke from that early. Anyhow, you know, It was fun, but it was
that's
over
funny.
The first quarter.
Yeah.
That's the our center went off his meds.
Yes, and then and they never bounced back from that. You know, Oakland now has though Oakland at this point they've got a Monday night opener. They close out the weekend. It's San Diego at Oakland. And it's the late game, so that should be a really good game.
There, that will be a good one. I also want to say something about the presidency. I believe that this is so close that it's going to come down to who wins the debate.
Ooh,
you know what? The debate will decide it.
Yeah, I said that before, that I think that the debates are so, so important, whether they'll decide it or not, though. That's a good observation, because now we're going to look for the meat. We're going to look to see what's being said in these debates. So anybody who's on the fence for some reason, or they just don't really, they really aren't sure they want Romney. They were going to stay home, but they don't like Obama, or maybe, you know, yeah, those presidential debates will make a big difference, and they'll make a big difference for a couple of different people. John, thanks. He makes a great point. They'll make a big difference for some of the young people who are frustrated because they have this huge debt, student loans or whatever, and they can't find any jobs. They move back with their parents, and they fall into that category of, geez, no job. I have to figure out a way to make a living, so I'm going to be a waiter or a bartender or whatever I can, which is no shame in that, by the way. I was a waitress when I was in school. But that's not the job. They thought they were going to get some big job when they got out of college, and they can't find some of those jobs. So which way are they going to go? Are they going to vote or stay home? Because the other factor that nobody talks about is the people who stay home and decide that it's not worth it. They're just not going to vote. They can't bring themselves to do it. So instead, they're not going to vote. And that makes a big difference, especially in swing states, definitely. Hey, if you want to throw in on Nail the Score, you can certainly do that. 855-266-KATE is the number to call the show, 855-266-5283. Our randomly selected game of the week, the G-Men and the Cowboys. Who do you think is going to win, and what do you think the final score is going to be? We're going to check out some of the emails next. Plus, if anyone wants to sneak in a call, you can do that. 855-266-8. Meet you on the flip side.
Oh. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Vikings are in for a good season. The reason why is because it's a bad omen when you can't spell a simple word. Check this out as we continue here on America Tonight in this first version of Nail the Score. What do you think of this, guys? Media excess. Well, we could say a lot about that. But media excess was supposed to be media access. So the dunderheads in Minnesota spelled it E-X-C-E-S-S. That's where the media is supposed to go in. A buddy of mine from ESPN, maybe all over, I don't know, sent me a picture that he took of it as he was up there talking to some of the Minnesota players. Matt Johnson happens to be a huge Vikings fan. Matt, how about that spelling up there in Viking territory?
Well, this is a rebound year, so everyone's relaxing a little bit. We know there's no pressure right now, and nothing's going to be too serious this year.
Yep, the media excess. All right, Dave in Vermont. Hello, Dave. 24-17, Du Bois, he says. Jack, these are coming in via the internet, says New York 32-21. So that's what we're doing. We're talking Cowboys and the Giants. Who do you think's going to win? George in Kentucky, thanks for hanging through. George, what do you think?
Well, I'm not exactly here to talk about football. I am a gay conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no way, I don't think anyone gay or straight could vote for Barack Obama with a clear conscience. And that is because of what he has done to our citizens along the border. He's not protected our borders. How can you claim to fight a war on terror if you don't know who's in the country?
Yeah.
He has ruined our economy. And he, instead of taking blame and doing something about the economy, he's shoved it off on past administration. True enough, we didn't get this all on this administration. But still, a good deal of it, $5 trillion of it, is his to own up to. And I would put gay marriage and abortion and those issues a back burner. We've got to get this country's fiscal house in order so we have a country to live in, so that we have a country to be free in and enjoy our life, liberty, and happiness like our forefathers intended.
Yeah, like, you know, I say this all the time. What do people fight for? For things like being able to enjoy American pastimes like football. George, thanks for throwing in on something different from Nail the Score. But you're absolutely right about the economy and about everything else has to be in the back burner when we're $16 trillion in debt. Yep. Absolutely. He goes to the group of people that I met in Tampa who are saying they're just miserable with what they've seen. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Dr. E, hello.
Hey, hello. Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just got out of the plant, heading home in my little car.
Sweet. Now, wait a second. How many miles do you have on there again? Something like $16 trillion, like our deficit?
Yeah. 373,000.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. I still want you to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I love it.
Hey, me too.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Maybe I finally get to meet you. You come and at the Guinness World Book of Records.
Yeah. We'll cover that. You make it in. We're there, brother.
Okay. All right. You'll be the first one I'll call.
All right, excellent.
All right, I give you my score. Giants, 21-17.
Giants, 21-17. Would you believe nobody has 21-17? Sharon has 21-14. So 21-17, you own it, Dr. E.
Hey, thank you, Kate.
Hey, thank you. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the games. I love the fact that he has that many miles on that car. Oh, if I could only drive a car that would go that many miles and not be a piece of junk that I have to worry about. He doesn't have to worry about his car. Millard is listening to us in Kentucky. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
And who do you like? Do you like the Cowboys or do you like the G-Men?
Well, I like New York. Really, I don't know anything about football.
That's okay.
Okay. I figured I'd take New York 35 and Texas 23.
Ooh, 35-23. And you know what? Sometimes those scores win. I say it all the time. You've heard me say it. I'm glad you called in. It is like picking lottery numbers. You know, you don't have to know anything about football to win this. You're just coming up with a guess what team and what you think the final outcome is going to be. Thank you, and good luck to you. Thanks to all the people who called in from Kentucky and other parts as well. And spread the word Wednesday/Thursday morning. It always feels like, you know, when you go over that midnight hour, it's really still Wednesday to me. In our third hour, we'll be doing Nail the Score, because Thursday night you have NFL games. You have to keep that in mind. We did get a slew of emails. It seems like in the email we always get really wild scores, too. I already told you about Dave and Jack, but got another one here from Sal. And Sal's guess is the Giants all the way. How can you not think it's the Giants? Although, Kate, I think you said New York. The final score is going to be 38-14. Ooh, 38-14, that is a bruised and battered Cowboy team with their egos that they will be leaving behind when they get on the plane. That would be a wipeout. I do think that this game is going to be close, and I don't know why. Part of me believes I can look at the numbers, and I said this already, who cares about the numbers? But in the lineups and the coming off of the warm-ups, coming off of camp, coming up of, you know, off of everything that they have to go through, the players just even hang on to their jobs sometimes, and the frustrations and knowing in the Cowboy organization, eventually if you don't produce like everybody else, you're going to be gone, and the idea is not to be gone, not to be on the chopping block. So I think you might see Tony Romo really, I think you will. You'll see him really hustle because he doesn't want that to happen. But the Giants, you got to give him cred. Eli Manning doesn't really get a lot of credit. Somehow he's been in some big games that he finds ways to win. You can never forget that final drive against the Patriots in the first Super Bowl that Eli Manning won. I still can remember where I was watching that happen and realizing I had a friend who had tickets and I could have been on the 50-yard line watching it. You know how that is. A buddy's got a buddy. They call you up at the last second. But it was amazing to watch it. It was unbelievable to watch that finish. And Manning always has that capacity. And when you look at playing at home, opening up the season after the Super Bowl, I think it's going to be really, really tough, but the Cowboys have reasons, like Romo, tired of hearing about December, tired of hearing about not winning and going further, not getting to the Super Bowl, especially the Super Bowl in Dallas, when everybody thought that that was really a realistic possibility. Nail the Score. We're putting it to bed. Once again, thank you to everyone who participated. Boy, I hope we have a winner this time around. Good luck to everybody.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.